Hi, welcome back to the Macro and Volatility Podcast, where we discuss the world of investing through the lens of cross-asset and derivative frameworks. Hi, I'm Michael Purvis of Tolbachen Capital Advisors. I run a macro research firm for institutional investors. I'm here with my good friend and intellectual sparring partner, Josh Silva.
Hi, I'm Josh Silva of Passaic Partners, an investment fund for institutional investors focused on generating alpha through the use of derivatives. So, Mike, let's get started. Rates are going up. Why is this happening? How far can this go?
Well, you're absolutely right, Josh. Rates have been backing up there. And I actually don't think it's unreasonable to expect the 10-year to climb to 4.5%. And if that does break, I think investors should be prepared for a scenario where we're looking back at that 5% level, which is where rates topped out at last fall. Why would this happen? Well, I think there's a couple of key reasons, but the most important is simply that, after the December FOMC meeting, with all what I call dove love, the market started pricing in as many as seven, actually a little more than seven cuts in early January. And that's when rates were really, really strongly bid. Those seven cuts are now back to around four between now and the Jan 25 meeting. My view, and we've talked about this in the past, but I think it's going to be more like one or two cuts and possibly even zero. And if that's right, that should mean, at least another 50 to 75 basis points higher across the curve. And the 10-year won't be left out of that as well. There's another factor here, and something we certainly saw last summer, which was sort of re-expanding term premium. When rates sell off, you tend to see term premium expand here, and that would sort of exacerbate the back end of the move, in rates here. This goes back to this sort of, the slow moving but important sort of global central bank retreat from QE and shrinking their balance sheets and sort of an aversion to keeping interest rates negative, unlike before COVID. There's another factor here, which is just simply technicals, that if we break through 4.5%, you can see that spring up a lot faster. And that's where a slow sell-off could start seeing an accelerated sell-off. With that said, Josh, if let's say that's right and the 10-year goes go to 4.5 and perhaps up to 5, how do you see that impacting the VIX and equity market volatility?
Sure. The first way to think about it is if we get to the 4.5 or 5, is that driven by inflation or is that driven by growth? I think if it's driven by inflation, we have this small risk, and I say small again, of a sort of stagflationary type environment where we have growth falling and inflation rising. That's something we don't want to talk about. I don't think it's going to happen. But if that was to happen, we'd have a great expansion of the VIX. I think the more likely thing to happen is if we go to 4.5 or 5% is because we have a robust economy. In other words, the economy's cooking on all cylinders. You get the double Goldilocks type environment. Rates drift higher because the S&P and equities drift higher because the economy is strong. That's where you get the, 5% 10-year with 5,500 in the S&P. Because the economy is working. What does that mean for the VIX? I mean, the VIX is already pretty low here at 13.5. We seem to have a lot of stocks that are not impacted by rates, particularly chip stocks, which I think is important to realize that will continue to go. But what we are seeing is rate-sensitive stocks like the XLU, which is utilities, which is actually down on the year, perform poorly as interest rates rise. But the most interesting fact, I think, is utility stocks are moving on historical vol close to 19, a 30-day historical vol close to 19, with an S&P in 12. So low beta and high dividends with interest rate sensitivity ain't low beta.
Right, exactly. And I think by extension, that's a little bit of a reflection of this concept we've talked about in earlier podcasts of this divergence between the move and the VIX. The move is still above 100. The VIX is down below 15, pretty comfortably there. And there's a lot of good reasons for the move, which is the sort of the VIX for the Treasury curve to be that high. But because rate volatility is high, that would flow through to the rate-sensitive sectors such as utilities here. I think there's one other dimension to this whole, how does the VIX respond to 4.5 or 5% treasury yield. I think it's compared to last year. If you remember last year, Josh, you know, the VIX, you know, did shoot up. The equity market did sell off with that, right? And so I think the question is that going to be the catalyst for getting this strong rally we've seen over the last 4 months to really, you know, come to an abrupt end there? I think it's going to be less scary than last summer and fall, simply by the fact that this would be more about cuts getting priced out, probably because of continued decent economic news, as opposed to, you know, sort of an aggressive resurgence of inflation there. So I think that's my guess is that it's going to be a less scary Treasury sell-off than we've had before. You know, but again, as you point out, if it is inflation driven and not growth driven sell off, then I think you can expect you know, risk assets to be really disrupted there. So, Josh, you know, one final question for you. You know, we have a tech driven rally today. We certainly had a tech driven rally in the late 90s. You know, from a rates perspective, how are you seeing the similarities and differences between those two periods?
Well, the first part of it, I think, is we keep pointing out is the inflation part. I think keeping inflation tame makes all things good. In other words, in the 90s, for instance, inflation was kept pretty tame. It was kept pretty low. It was kept in the twos and threes. It was the Fed was able to control it. So you didn't have that as an issue to impact fixed income markets. But you still had the 10-year closer to the 6 to 8 range versus the 4 range that we're in now. That can happen again. I mean, the thought that we can't rally at a 6% 10-year, I think is being very, it's just not true in the sense we're being driven by tech stocks. Tech stocks are showing that they have no impact with interest rates. And so having even a 10-year at 6, you can still rally in an equity market. We've seen it. Nominal rates closer to 3-4, like the 90s, we can still rally. And so I think if growth is strong and we are rallying to 5,500 based on growth and inflation stays within the Fed's target of 2-3, I think there's a lot of reasons to be very, very positive.
I would agree with everything you just said. I would just add one other concept, which is that I think, you know, if higher rates are going to push down multiples, then that can be obviously disruptive for the equity market conditions. But if that has already happened, and I think it has happened, then I think there's no reason to think that if the earnings are there, be it in tech, be it in cyclicals, what have you, that I think you could absolutely see a strong equity rally, even with you know, zero cuts coming in this year.
Totally agree. But I do say that with zero cuts, because of growth, is a very bullish thing. If it's zero cuts because inflation numbers worsen, let's say January wasn't seasonal, like it was, that everyone's assuming with CPI, PPI, and PCE. Let's say it's real. We're having a different conversation about rates in the VIX. Agreed. I think it's very, 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 very based on inflation.
Yeah, I would agree. Great. Well, with that said, thanks for listening. And we'll be back again real soon with our next podcast. This is Michael Purvis at Talbach & Capital Advisors. You can find me on Bloomberg or on LinkedIn.
Yeah, this is Josh Silva, Passaic Partners. You can also find me on LinkedIn or Bloomberg or our website, PassaicPartners.com, or the Passaic Partners LinkedIn page as well. Appreciate everyone's time today, and thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not investment advice. The information, opinions, and views expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended as investment advice. The opinions expressed may not align with Passaic Partners' views or its client strategies. Market forecasts are speculative and should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Consult your financial and tax advisors before making any investments.